Well, good morning. It is 6:26 a.m. on Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. 39 degrees, which is almost 4 degrees Celsius. 98% humidity. Hello, Portland. As I commence my stroll down 11th... Big hair dude was on the train. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. That big hair dude was on the train. He was looking wistful this morning. He had his arms on the chair in front of him. Had his chin in his hands and was staring off into that middle space with this kind of half smile on his face, like he was remembering something really cool. I think he's gonna have a good day today. Someday I'm gonna introduce myself to that guy. I'm gonna ride the train and say, "Hi, you don't know me. I've been stalking you for the last several months." That will definitely be the weirdest day, weirdest part of his day. Some random dude walks up to him and says, "Hi, I've been watching you." What? So, yesterday, about an hour after I posted yesterday's walk, the internet died. And I got a text from Xfinity saying, "Yes, there's an outage in your area. It'll be fixed in an hour." 2 hours goes by, another text comes in. "It'll be fixed in 2 hours." 3 hours goes by. "It'll be fixed. We'll let you know when it's fixed." It didn't come back on at all. The entire day, no internet. Which, you know, first world problems, but damn, it's astonishing how disruptive it can be to your life when the internet goes out for an extended period of time. I had a stack of narrations just sitting there ready to upload, but, you know, no internet. So... And last night, I'm sitting there going, I usually, you know, cook my dinner and then I'll watch a show or whatever. Play a game on the internet. No, there was none of that. So, there was reading. I had some books downloaded into my iPad, so cracked one of those open. C.S.E. Cooney's... Death's Daughter. God, she's good. She's an amazing writer. Very lyrical. God, her descriptions are just rich. And it's like reading poetry, but it's prose and it's delicious. So, of course, I couldn't... What the hell? Oh. God, I saw a glowing light in the sky. Like, what the hell is that? It's like there's fog, there's low clouds. So the street or the building lights look eerie, like a glowing ship in the air. That was freaky. But used my phone to set an alarm. Didn't need it. Got up before, but still had that covered. And this morning, internet's back, so I got up a little early and uploaded all of my audio from yesterday. So I'm all caught up. But, yeesh. You get into a rhythm with your life, and, you know, you just kind of expect the internet to be there. Well, I do. Not everybody locks into the digital age as emphatically as others, but I certainly have. God, all my music, that's on Spotify. I've actually started buying digital videos on Amazon, movies that I know I'm going to watch again. And I figured, yeah, what the heck? You know, they're $8. It's not break the bank time, and it's there whenever you want it, as long as there's internet. But all is well with the world again. The internet has resumed. Carry on with your day, humans. Owls, tink. So I've one of the side effects of this Tai Chi practice that I've gotten into is this mindfulness of where my center of gravity is as I'm walking. And I can, even just now, as I'm thinking about it, it's like, where is my center? Oh, it's up there. No, lower that down a little bit. I tend to work with my center of gravity being right around my sternum, or up around my heart, my chest area. And when I consciously shift that to, you know, my belly, that lower belly region, I notice my pace changes, and then everything else, a lot of internal changes. My thoughts shift slightly, and things seem to flow a little better. The tension goes out of my shoulders, and my gait just seems to move a little, not gracefully, but organically, I guess. There's more of a sense of flow when I drop what is that area just below the belly? I don't know what that's called. I used to. It'll come to me. Anyway, it's much more organic when I walk that way. And that being in my brain, I start looking at how other people walk. And when you look at somebody walk, you can see where their center of gravity is based on, it's where the impetus of movement comes. And it's interesting. And I'm always trying to find the organic path, the natural path, not hold on quite so damn tight. There's a feeling of I don't know, tension. When my center of gravity is higher, there's this almost an, not aggression, but this purpose. Which, you know, sometimes you need that. Sometimes that's what's called for. But usually I like to drop it down a little bit. Put a little roll in the stroll, as it were. So the other day, I was texting with Allie, and she texted that she had missed me last weekend when I was out at the coast. And, you know, I missed you. That's not a big deal, right? That's kind of sweet. But it really kind of hit me in a, not in a strange way, it hit me in a deep way. And I mean, in a nice way, because I don't know, it's the notion that you have become a part of someone's life enough that your absence is noticed. Which is really kind of sweet. And it was nice. And like I say, I didn't expect it to hit as deep as it did, but I'm really... I'm glad that that kind of space is... We're making that kind of space for each other. I don't know. I don't need to make as big a thing out of it as I am. It's just... It's one of those emotional moments where it's like, oh, yeah. And it's this is a process I'm really not used to. Again, what a shock! Another thing Dave's unaccustomed to. But the growing of a romantic relationship. You know, a year and a half ago, when it started with Muse, it was completely new, out of the blue, utter surprise. Oh my God, really? Wow! And all of that. With Allie, it's this wonderful, it's a slow roll. It's a dance. It's a slow, complex, intricate movement in each other's lives, and finding that this is nice, that this dance, this music that's been added to the soundtrack of existence is really very pleasant, and something I definitely want more of. Yeah, Dave's got it bad again. God, I'm damn lucky to do, and I'm back in Jameson Square. So, let's see, wrapping this up for a Wednesday. Ah, my standing desk arrives today. Ha ha! A shift in paradigms, which is appropriate for a Wednesday, because we're making that shift from beginning of the week to the end of the week. So, a little hip action as you adjust on the teeter-totter of the week and lean into whatever's coming ahead. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope you find some roll in your stroll. I hope you find some music in your heart that makes you want to roll your shoulders a little bit. And gives you a reason to smile. And however it goes down, yeah, we've got Zig at our back, tapping us gently, saying, yo, despite everything, create. He's right. Add to the world. Move through the world with a purpose. Find that center and build from that. And when you add to your world, you add to everybody's world. So it's a very generous act, really, when you get right down to it. Try it. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because that That's a music all to its own. Everybody needs a little more music in their lives, right? Even when the internet's out. Especially when the internet's out. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.